Now, here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Ian MacDonald from Billericay has pronunciation problems. Driving recently through Norfolk, I knew that if I ever needed to ask any locals for directions, I was more than capable of pronouncing Hunstanton as Hunston, and I was confident that even Haysborough wouldn't catch me out. Then I made the mistake of looking for Wymondham, Leathering Set, and Stiff Key. Oh dear, give me the simplicity of hoe and trunch any day.
Martin Skerritt from Dursingham believes some things never change. In relation to the furore over immigration, it is perhaps occasionally interesting to learn what happened in the past. I am currently reading the published diaries of Richard Crossman, a cabinet minister in the 1960s Labour governments, as Minister of Housing and Secretary of State for Health and Social Security, of whom older readers will know. In the entry for Friday, 5th of February, 1965, Crossman is referring to Frank Soskiss, the Home Secretary, saying, "He has to deal with the hottest potato in politics, the problem of immigration. Some things never change."
J. Ray from Aylsham thinks a referendum on tax is needed. Having watched the recent Panorama programme, Is Britain Broke?, it's pretty obvious that to pay for the intended increase in defence spending, taxes will have to be increased. Taxation has always been a political football. What with the working class not being able to afford to pay more taxes, or the rich not wanting to, but surely the safety of the country and, more importantly, the people is paramount. We had a referendum for Brexit, which was a minor issue in comparison. So why not one with regards to this issue? At least the people of the country will get what they want, or deserve.
Paul Milner from Sheringham writes about political doublespeak. David Fleming's letter about political doublespeak reminds me of a quote attributed to Alexandra Solzhenitsyn, but not confirmed. "They lie to us. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying, but they keep lying anyway, and we keep pretending to believe them." As David concludes, politics is all about power.
In our final letter this week, Tom Fox from Norwich believes nuclear power is too costly. While nuclear power costs three times more than wind and solar, our government plans more nuclear power stations. Sizewell C funding will be loans from private financiers, making profits on the backs of consumers. Investment in green energy would be cheaper and would mean lower consumer bills and less reliance on Russian gas. A win-win investment.